Well, he had the Secretary of the Treasury named William Simon fly personally over Saudi Arabia in 1974 and met with the Saudis and said, you know, we hear that OPEC is thinking about selling oil and a basket of 12 currencies. This will not be good for us. This will not be good for you. You need to put a stop to this. And we, you know, are going to help you do this. And so he actually, the Saudi Arabian Monetary Authority, or SAMA, the person appointed to run that was actually an American. And this is during the oil embargo. So at the same time that Saudi Arabia is enjoined with an oil embargo against the United States, an American national was appointed the director of Saudi Arabian Monetary Authority. It'd be sort of like an Iraqi being appointed to run the Federal Reserve right now. A completely a strange situation.
Right.
Saudi Arabia squashed the deal on OPEC. Oil was, in 1974, Saudi Arabia secretly agreed to this. They killed this proposal with OPEC to sell oil in multiple currencies, and then in 1975, the rest of OPEC decided to go along with Saudi Arabia, and that transactions for oil would only be in dollars. However, this proposal came up again in 1978 by Kuwait. This time it was three currencies, the Japanese yen, the U.S. dollar, and the German mark, because between 1977 and 1978, the dollar lost 40% of its value relative to the German mark. So once again, OPEC got real nervous. Their purchasing power is going downhill. So let's sell and price oil in three currencies. Once again, our good friends in Saudi Arabia squashed this deal within OPEC, and there was a quid pro quo. We protect the Saudis, and what happened is the Saudis at the time, in 1978, were really interested in increasing their voting power within the IMF, which is sort of based on a complicated formula regarding their GDP. And Saudi Arabia was at number 38th in GDP. But after this meeting, thanks to the United States, they went all the way up to number 8th in power in IMF. It was a 350% increase in voting power. So they were right behind the G7 nations. The Saudis killed the proposal by Kuwait and the other members to sell oil in three currencies. They said, we will only do dollars. We'll enforce this. And you have to give us power in the IMF in order